Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a First World War hero commemorated in a new development in Norwich, and police are still concerned about drug dealing in the city. But first, a young mum who turns lifesaver in a city bus drama.
A mother has described the moment she sprang into action to give CPR to a suspected heart attack victim on a bus, just 2 weeks after learning the life-saving technique. Sophie Tweedy, 29, from Sprowston, was on the way to do her Christmas shopping with 10-month-old son, Dexter, who was on his first bus journey, when an elderly lady appeared to fall ill. She asked bus driver Robert Miller to stop, and together they carried her into the gangway of the bus. The teacher-turned-businesswoman then called an ambulance to the scene on Wroxham Road. She said, "The ambulance operator was really helpful and counted the breaths with me and speaking to me as I was asking them questions because the lady's lips turned blue." The mother of one added, "I just hope she's okay. All I could think at the time was that she might be someone's mum or grandma."
Two Norfolk teenagers have joined a scheme which aims to make theatre performances in Norwich more accessible. Students Eilish Mullane and Katie Wright are being trained to be audio describers, which will see them give a full account of what is happening on stage for anyone who is blind or visually impaired. They will make their debut at the theatre's Stage 2 building at the final performance of the sold-out runs of Lords and Ladies, which is being presented by the Norwich Theatre Royal Youth Company. The pair are being coached by Matthew Piper, the theatre's access manager, and a trained audio describer. Katie said, "The role takes a lot of practice and involves watching the play several times."
A First World War hero is to be commemorated in a new development in Norwich. Corporal Sidney Day, VC, will be honoured by Orbit in its St Anne's Quarter development just off King Street. Born in St Anne Lane, Corporal Day was 26 years old when he was awarded the Victoria Cross for gallantry in the face of the enemy. In 1917, in the fields of Ypres and Passchendaele, he killed two machine gunners, captured four prisoners, and cleared a stick bomb that fell into a trench, saving the lives of those in it. Following this, he cleared the trench and remained at his post for 66 hours under intense hostile shell and rifle grenade fire. Ian Fieldhouse, Land and New Business Director at Orbit, said, "It is incredible to hear about the bravery shown by Corporal Day in the First World War. We are proud to honour his memory on the site he was born, providing a permanent tribute for generations to come." The City Council has also commemorated the heroism of Sidney Day and Wilfred Edwards, who were both awarded the Victoria Cross in 1917, by placing two stones in front of the war memorial which bear their names.
The popular Norwich ice rink will be back in Norwich Castle Mall Gardens this month. The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News rink is made from real ice, which promises a smooth, traditional skating experience. Snowy Joe, the 50-foot snowman, Bouncy Castle, will also be making a return over the festive period as an extra treat for little ones. In 2016, more than 16,000 people took to the ice during one of our skating sessions.
1 year into the war against drug dealers targeting Norfolk, violent gangs from London still pose a significant threat and may be being helped by local budget hotels and taxi companies. The findings of a National Crime Agency, NCA, report into county lines through which gangs from the capital make inroads into rural counties, including Norfolk, also claims the true scale of abuse of children remains unknown. It is the third report into county lines from the NCA. In the wake of the second, published in November last year, Norfolk Constabulary launched Operation Gravity to tackle a surge in violent drug-related crime. More than 300 arrests have been made in Norfolk, and the bosses of two County Lines groups in Norwich and Great Yarmouth have been jailed since the start of Operation Gravity. Traditionally, these gangs exploit vulnerable locals through cuckooing, taking over their homes and setting up a base. But over the last year, the NCA has reported a rise in use of budget hotels and caravan parks. A clear success in 12 months of Operation Gravity is a reduction in violence. Despite a spike in violence last winter, including the murder of drug user Steve Stannard in Norwich, Detective Sergeant Bidwell believes we are in a much better position now than when we started. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Jane Evans and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.